Hello again, everybody. JD here on another edition of Let's Talk About It here at Jamestown 107.1, streaming newsdakota.com. And of course, you can get your podcast as well if you want to. Wherever you get your podcast from, just search out KQDJ Podcast and you will find us there. Craig Melhoff is with me from the Jamestown Mystics. And always good to see you, Craig, because whenever you come in, you're talking about something fun because it has something to do with the Mystics. And you guys are always having fun and good stuff in the community. And got the fish fry coming up.
That's right. Hey, thanks for having me this morning, JD. It's always fun to visit with you about our El Zago Mystics having fun helping children.
Yes.
Cause. Exactly. Coming up Friday, March 22nd, is our 43rd annual El Zago Mystics Fish Fry. That's next Friday, March 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Down at Shady's Banquet Rooms at the Gladstone Inn, serving from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We changed that a little bit. It used to be 4:30 to 7:30. So this year it's 4 to 7. Ticket prices haven't changed in years. We're still charging only $15 for adults. Children 6 to 12 years, ticket price is $5. And children under 6 years are free of charge. And it's a fantastic meal. It's a great socializer, social mixer. And we have a lot of fun with that one. Like I said, even though food input costs have gone up dramatically, we're holding our prices right where we have for several years. And tell me, I don't know where you can go and have a full meal deal for $15 in this day and age.
Yeah, I don't think you can. And that's what's cool about this event. And like you said, it's one of those events where the food is great, but it's a fun event because everybody just comes out and you just have a good time socializing with everybody.
Yeah, and it's right in the heart of Lent. It's one Friday before Good Friday. We always try and stay close to the Easter holiday with Lent. And then, obviously it's a fish fry, so we're serving breaded cod, and it's a really nice cod. We've got, of course, with lemons and tartar sauce, if you like that. It's got all the fixings. We'll have baked beans. We're going to have some potato wedges.
All right.
Fresh coleslaw, buns with butter. Got beverages consist of coffee, water, milk, Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Mountain Dew. And to top it off, on top of all that, if you like root beer floats, we have root beer floats for dessert. So,
wow, all right.
And we have Carside to go also. We started all that back in COVID, 1 year we all shut down, everything shut down for 1 year. But the next year, we cautiously and optimistically started out again. And we worked at both ends. So, yeah, if you just soon have drive up, that's going to be right on the west side of the Gladstone at the back kitchen entrance there. You can actually buy a ticket as you drive up. And place your order, and we'll put it into go boxes and deliver it right out to your door. Or you can come on in and socialize. The only thing is, if you drive up, we do not do the root beer floats at the drive up. It's just too difficult. But other than that, hey, stop on down on Friday the 22nd and have a ball with us.
Absolutely. And tickets only $15 for adults, 6 to 12, $5 under 6 free. And if people are listening to this right now, where can they get those tickets?
We've got Shrine members that own brick and mortar businesses all over the place. We've got them at Shady's. We got them at Johnny B's. If you get down to West End and see Scrappy down there, he's got them. If you see the fridge over there at Lifestyle Appliance, he's got them. If you go into the grocery stores, Breadman's got him. Everybody knows Breadman.
Yeah.
He sells tickets galore. Howie's got him, with Bergsith Brothers. Those guys are on the road a lot and out and about. Oh, and Widower Investments has them. We got a lot of places that have tickets available. So plenty of opportunities on that part.
Absolutely. So again, mark it down for the fish fry coming up. Friday, March 22nd at Shady's here at the Gladstone, 4 to 7 this year. And that being said, there's plenty of other things going on with the Mystics as well. A big gun raffle going on.
Yeah, But I want to do one thing here.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to Andrea. For so graciously shutting her restaurant down after breakfast every Friday morning we do this, and she stays shut down until we're done. She gives us total control of her kitchen. We couldn't do this without Andrea and her huge contribution to us to do this. So
absolutely,
Andrea, thanks. Carl's gone now, but he was very instrumental, and he was a Mystics member as well. And then another shout out to Cashwise. They donate all the ice cream for the root beer floats. Cavendish Farms is donating all the potato products. So that's part of the reason we can hold our prices down too. We have some really, really good sponsorships on that. And Berksith Brothers donates the root beer for the root beer floats. So those are all some high cost items, and that helps us out.
No question about it. Good to have friends. And that's a great thing about the Mystics. And so, again, we're excited about that fish fry. But like I said, Craig, lots of other stuff to talk about, too, with your gun raffle coming up, too, right?
Yep. Our 13th. 13 years we've had this gun raffle. We have the raffle. This year it'll be, again, down at Gladstone in the banquet rooms on Friday, June 21st. We're selling only 500 tickets. We sell out every year. It's $100 a ticket, but we've got 20 beautiful firearms, pistols, shotguns, rifles. These are all nice, very nice weapons. And we have 5 cash prizes, 4 at $500 and $1,000 winner. And so if you figure the odds on that, you got a 1 in 20 odds there when you buy it. Wow. 1 of 500 tickets at $100. So again, any one of us Mystics, we've got the tickets. They're out on the street now. So we encourage you to support our philanthropy, which helps children, and it also helps us operate. So appreciate the support on that.
Absolutely, and a fun event, too, to keep on your calendar. I know I got to be out there doing broadcast last year, Craig, but fishing for a cause, that's something to put on the calendar, too.
Exactly. This is our newest fundraiser. I can't remember now if this is the 5th or 6th year, maybe. I lost track. But, yes, our Fishing for a Cause will be, mark your calendars today, Saturday the 10th of August, out at Pelican Point, or locally known as Smokey's Landing. We got all kinds. It's an entire day of events, and it's family-oriented. Get a camping spot out there. It's a weekend deal. Get out there Friday night, be there all day Saturday, have the kids, let them run and have fun in the sun, and join us, because we start out with the youth fishing tournament that morning with some really great cash prizes. It's all shore fishing. It's just largest fish, no scaling. Don't have to worry about anybody stuffing lead in the fish. It's all by length. We've got aerial ping pong ball drop with some really cool prizes. And there's two or three black ping pong balls that have cash prize values. We've got face painting going on for a few hours. We've got the inflatables out there all afternoon. We've got day prizes for the children, and this is all donated. Again, so many thanks to all our sponsors. We give away anywhere from 70 to 90 backpacks, all kinds of cool stuff for kids, bicycles, helmets, fishing rods. I mean, you name it. And then we got it. Rockin' Ron is out there DJing with music all afternoon. And of course, we've got food. We'll be slinging hash. We got burgers and hot dogs generally with chips and pop. And late in the afternoon, we'll have live band out there playing for 2 2-hour sets. And in between, we'll have the drawing. I believe it's around 7 p.m. And we'll be drawing for numerous prizes. There's over $20,000 worth of prizes, merchandise and cash prizes, $20 for the raffle tickets. If you want a smoking deal, I'll sell you 6 tickets for $100. I'll eat the 20.
Wow.
So anybody that wants to hit me up on that, just see Craig Meloff. I know it's going to cost me, but I'll do it.
Wow, that's a heck of a deal. So they're going to hold you to that now when they come and find you about this. But that coming up here August 10th. So put that on the calendar. All these fun stuff, Craig, all these things the Mystics do, it's all about raising money to continue the cause of what the El Zago Mystics are trying to do.
Exactly. I mean, we give back very generously to the local nonprofit and charitable organizations. I mean, we give large sums of money to our local food pantries, to our after-school programs for children. In fact, this year, for the Fishing for a Cause, I failed to mention this, but we are our primary beneficiary for that, or our cause, is the Arts Center. And it's to sponsor their after-school programs. Mm. I mean, if it's about children, we're all about supporting it. We support that program out here for the children riding on horses. I forgot the name of it.
A Moment of Freedom.
There you go. Thank you. Moment of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We donated heavily to Elks Camp Grassic. Ann Carlson Center was a named sponsor one year. But we also give heavily to we also light up Mill Hill every year, every winter. That's, you know, we're one of four shrine organizations here that contributed to that. And we're very proud of that, Shriner Hill there. It's really something. It's just magical in the winter. But we also support our philanthropy heavily, and that is our Shriners Children's Hospitals. And there are like 22 Shriners Hospitals for children, 18 of which specialize in orthopedic care, treating injuries and problems of the bones, joints, and muscles, as well as complicated conditions such as brittle bone disease, spina bifida, and cerebral palsy. Additionally, we have 4 hospitals that provide special care for children with burns. And this all started back in the 60s. There weren't a lot of burn centers out there, so we've been doing that for a long time. We help children with cleft lip and palate programs, and it's just endless. And along with supporting the Shriners Children Care Centers, we also fund the Hospital Transportation Fund, which helps families get to our hospitals and clinics. And we also sponsor our local screening clinics. There's one held every year in the spring in Bismarck and one in Fargo as well. So, yes, we give back generously, not only to our philanthropy, but very much so to our local charities as well.
It's a great thing. It's a great thing that you guys do. And we're definitely glad to have you come in here and talk about it anytime you want to, because we fully support it. And we had quite a few things we threw at you here, but we got the fish fry coming up here on Friday, March 22nd. We want to make sure you remember that coming up at Shady's at the Gladstone in Jamestown. So circle that day for sure. And we also got the gun raffle going on. We also have the Fishing for a Cause event. We told you that's coming up on August 10th. Is there anything else we need to let people know about, Craig, while you're in here?
I would say that each and every El Zago Mystics would like to wish each and every one of you out there a wonderful day. It's a beautiful late winter day. It's actually spring-like, but isn't it wonderful, people? I mean,
yeah.
What a great winter we've had. JD, thanks again for having me this morning.
Absolutely.
We look forward to seeing all of your smiling faces at the Fish Fry Friday, March 22nd at Shady's. Please buy a gun raffle ticket, support us, and more importantly, circle the calendar for Saturday, August 10th. Show up for Fishing for a Cause. Bring your children, bring your grandchildren. There's something out there for everybody in all ages. So we look forward to seeing you.
All right. Craig, always great having you in. Thanks so much for taking some time for us, buddy. Appreciate it. That's Craig Meloff there from the Jamestown Mystics on this edition of Let's Talk About It.